From Illinois Public Media, this is a primary election update. I'm Brian Mackey. Governor J.B. Pritzker is getting his wish. He'll face Republican farmer and state senator Darren Bailey in his reelection campaign this fall. The billionaire Democrat supported organizations that ran ads aimed at boosting Bailey's chances in the Republican primary. Bailey also got a late endorsement from former President Donald Trump at a rally last weekend. Addressing supporters tonight, he called for unity in the Republican Party and said he would defy Pritzker's expectations of an easy general election win.
Here's a tip and some advice for J.B. Pritzker. Start packing, friend. Because on November 8th, you're fired. That's what's going to happen.
Bailey ultimately won with more than 50% of the Republican primary vote. That's a significant change of fortune for Aurora Mayor Richard Ervin, who announced his candidacy in January with huge financial backing from billionaire hedge fund mogul Ken Griffin, ultimately worth $50 million. He ended up with just 15% of the vote. In his concession speech tonight, Ervin, who is black, says the Republican Party must work to dispel hate and bigotry.
We will understand that the Republican Party must be a party of policies, not personalities. We will discover that civil debate is the cornerstone of a strong republic. And even though we may disagree, we are still countrymen. And hurting and threatening one another is unpatriotic.
Meanwhile, five-term Republican Congressman Rodney Davis lost to his freshman colleague Mary Miller. Miller had Trump's backing and voted with the majority of her colleagues to overturn the election results after the Capitol insurrection last year. Davis had voted to accept the reality of Biden's win. Overall, primary election night turned out better for Republicans who have sided with, or at least not challenged, President Trump's false statements about the 2020 elections. This is our final update from Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.